I didn't know how long the master could survive up there. I just wished it could be over quickly now. The heartbreak of watching him die like this was unbearable. He was growing weaker with every breath, yet the pain never seemed to diminish. While the soldiers were standing around organising themselves, roughly tidying away their instruments of execution, Yeshua's mother, Miriam, remained silently weeping at the foot of the cross. Powerless to do anything for Yeshua as he hung in agony above her. Her eyes were red with pain and anguish. At one point, Yeshua turned his head and looked straight at me, then back to his mother. He mumbled through parched lips, "Woman, here's your son." And then to me he simply whispered, "Here is your mother." From that moment I knew the end was close. Even though it was almost midday, I suddenly noticed that the sky was growing darker. Thick, black clouds were rolling in, and within a few minutes all daylight was replaced by a terrifying darkness. We looked at each other. We had no idea what was happening. Just as the sky was darkening so dramatically, a bitter wind also blew in. Yeshua was starting to writhe in even more pain now, moaning out loud with every laboured heave of his chest. His face was contorted with agony, his head thrashing from side to side. Then suddenly the master screamed out loud in a voice that was wrought with pain and terror, "My God! My God! Why have you abandoned me?" The very words from the vision that the psalmist King David had seen so many centuries earlier, the fate of the Messiah, total abandonment. Yeshua's cry was of raw dereliction. We stood and wept, powerless to help. The minutes passed now like years. The sky remained eerily dark. We sat there holding each other, staring up at the man we loved. The soldiers left us alone. They were bored, waiting for their murderous task to be completed. Almost all the spectators had now gone. It was just us, waiting, praying for death to come. Then the master whispered out loud, "I'm thirsty." His voice was cracked and broken. The soldiers didn't even bother to stop us as we soaked a sponge in some wine and water, then placed it on the end of a stick and held it up to the master to drink. He barely took a sip. Then his head dropped down on his chest, and in one laboured gasp and desperate heave of his chest, he let out a broken cry, "It is finished." A low, mighty rumble ripped through the air around us. Then the rocks beneath us started to tremble. I'd never experienced anything like this. All of us stood there, were thrown to the ground. We shook in terror at what was happening. The earth itself seemed to be groaning, grieving even. Time, space, history, all coming together, all coming down to this one spot on a small dusty hill outside the city. We later heard that at that very same moment, something incredible had happened in the temple. Right there, in the place where the master had taught, loved, argued and healed, the giant temple curtain that had guarded the inner holy sanctum, the place where only the most chosen of priests could even enter, was torn in two, from top to bottom, as if someone had ripped it open. The great temple curtain, as high as 10 men, as thick as a man's hand. The very symbol that always appeared to separate the ordinary people from God was split in half. The barrier between us and the Almighty was gone. Up at the place of the skull, the darkness was still all-consuming. The master twisted and pushed against the nails, filling his lungs one more time as pain shot through his body. "Father!" he yelled out. Each word agonized and labored. "I place my life in your hands." His head fell forward one last time. Then his body visibly dropped and sagged. The weight hanging against the iron bolts. The master was dead. Then suddenly one of the Roman centurions who had been administering the punishment, the man who'd handled the nails, spear, beating and crucifixion, slowly dropped to his knees. He had witnessed Yeshua's torment and seen his forgiveness of the thief on the cross beside him. He'd seen the sky turn black and the earth shake before him. The soldier spoke out quiet words that no Roman guard had ever said before. Truly, this man was the Son of God.